This is nice.
Yeah, I like that. It's too shiny, though.
We need to do something about the length. We need something longer.
I'm in East London with Hannah Tajima Simpson, an aspiring fashion designer who converted to Islam 5 years ago and has since adopted the hijab, or the headscarf. Hannah's looks and designs are simple, wearable, and very relevant to a growing market of young Muslim women who are both religious and very fashion savvy. They take inspirations from the high street, catwalks, and fashion magazines and adapt them to a more hijab-friendly look. They know their labels well and know how to wear them. They're also known as the hijabistas.
What is the first thing that you think about when you put an outfit together?
It's about finding one piece that I love and then adapting other things around it. For example, today with my trousers, I just wanted to keep everything else simple, maybe, you know, a bit of fun and color with accessories.
Let's describe your lovely trousers. You're wearing really wide-legged olive trousers.
Yeah, these are part of my collection. It's just kind of one of those things that you throw on, they're so comfortable, kind of like swish around your feet.
It's an exciting day for me. I'm having my first ever makeover. Hannah has just picked out a long electro blue chiffon dress that she says she'll accessorize with a silver belt, and I'm just not convinced. I'm a hijabi myself, and I've worn the headscarf for 7 years. With a lot of trial and error, I'm safe in what I know works for me, and so I'm a little resistant to Hannah's choices.
No.
What about this one?
I like that one.
I think it's very you. It's kind of got a retro 60s vibe to it.
We finally have a winner. A 60s long-sleeved shirt dress that comes just over my knees, which I'll wear with trousers, of course. It has geometric prints in red, black, and beige, so I can wear it with many headscarves, and that's always a bonus. We're off to meet two other hijabistas to help style me, designer Sarah El Anani and fashion blogger Jana Kosaibati. When Hannah and I arrive at Sarah's studio, she's putting the finishing touches on a sleeve to one of her outfits. Sarah is a very different designer to Hannah. Her designs are urban and sporty. Each features an Islamic print of some sort. She has coats lined with mosque minaret prints and dresses decorated with hands pointing towards the heavens in prayer. These heavily religious prints, however, are far from traditional.
As a young Muslim person, I want to make it relevant to my market, and at the heart of it, it is a celebration, and it's not apologetic, and it's, this is cool, this is us, and we love it, and this is what we do, and this is how we roll kind of thing.
Jana Kosaibati started her fashion blog Hijab Style 2 years ago. She has a big following and says that one of the reasons why young women have resorted to blogs is the lack of inspiration from the Muslim fashion industry.
What I've realised with people, especially of sort of my generation, that they are increasingly looking towards fashion which